Important.
No, my foot is great.
It's
great.
You get stepped on yesterday?
Yeah.
Feel comfortable back there?
Yeah, man. It feels good, man. It feels good to be running the defense, man, and just enjoying it and, you know, embracing it.
You seem to be also embracing a physicality that is noticeable. Is that on purpose?
Well, you know, that's a big part of my game. I've always been that way, and I probably will never change. I won't ever change. That's just me.
So your Clemson buddies, your social media, and that's BJ.
Sort of what you did there
as well?
Yeah, man. You know, it's sort of the norm for me, you know, and... you know, just bringing some of that culture, you know, into here, and you know, just bringing all of the guys, you know, along with it, and I feel like the guys are responding the right way.
Has anybody said to you you may want to cool it down?
No. The New York Giants are a tough, hard-nosed football team, and you know, that's what we're known for.
What's it like playing
Yeah, man, our D-line, you know, they're amazing. They're going to open up a lot of opportunities for me this year. And, you know, I'm just blessed to have a D-line like that in front of me.
How do you coordinate things? Just through the reps, knowing where they're going to be and then where you're going to be? Is that just
through repetition? Through repetition, getting a feel for those guys. You know, the more and more you get a feel for it, the more and more you build a chemistry with them. So, you know, through repetition and getting a feel for those guys and how they play.
What have you learned the most since going back to the spring on how to lead this group, what it takes to be the voice of this group?
Oh, man, AP's helped me a lot on just being more of a vocal leader, you know, and having a stand for the defense and being a strong leader, you know, that guy that, you know, the rest of the defense, you know, have to look up to, you know, especially when times get rough. And, you know, I've been embracing that as well.
Do you have to alter that for certain players or certain situations, you know, certain veterans or certain rookies?
You know, most guys, they know how to handle themselves. You know, we have a very veteran group. You know, they're a very seasoned group. And so most of the guys, they know how to handle themselves. But we also have a lot of young guys on our defense as well that, you know, need that leadership. So. That's what I'm there for.
How much different is getting coached by Antonio than some of the other coaches?
I want to say it's because I feel that he's been in this position before. So, you know, that definitely gives him more of my ear. You know, he has a green light on more of my ear, you know, on certain things.
Is he someone you knew before, you know, this past couple months?
Well, I met him my freshman year. You know, he's been in my ear since then.
I'm
a freshman, my rookie.
Oh, yeah. I was like, how'd you meet him back
then? What makes BJ Goodson better this year?
Just being me and getting better a day at a time. And 1% better at something a day at a time. If it's something in the meeting room, if it's footwork, if it's hand placement, anything, just anything. You can always get better at something. I always say that. And the coaches, they stay on me about that.
What do you view as your role in this defense?
You know, the leader. I see myself as the leader. Even though we have veteran guys, you know, those guys are looking at me for the calls and looking for me, you know, as far as responding to certain things. So.
Last question, guys.
Are you a little surprised? I mean, you had Keenan back, you had, you know, Herzog back. I mean, were you at all surprised they said, hey, you're going to be a starting guy?
You know, I've been working hard. I've been preparing like the starter ever since I got here. You know, obviously I didn't get a chance to start my rookie year, but, you know, day in and day out, I've been preparing like the starter, you know, like I said, since I got here, and the opportunity has come, so.
How quick do you feel you are
right now
recognizing the calls and
translating
from the film room out there calling
defense? I'm doing a really, really good job, man. Doing a really good job of pre-snap recognition and getting the defense in the right spot at the right times.
BJ, you sound like a middle linebacker. I mean, have you ever been told that there's a sort of a persona that you guys have and that you kind of fit that mold?
I've definitely, you know, heard that, you know, there's certain personalities that a linebacker has, you know. I bring that aura of, you know, just people want to be around a middle linebacker, a certain wellness, feeling of wellness, you know, being around a middle linebacker. So just making sure everybody's in the right position, making sure the other 10 guys are comfortable and ready to do their jobs, and I embrace it.
Does Antonio talk to you about that aspect of the position, kind of reading everything and the aura?
Yeah, you just, you know, just taking charge and you know, making sure those guys follow.
Is that natural, or can you fake that?
No, you can't fake that. It has to be real. You have to have that in you. You know, it's a lot of guys who try to fake it, and they're not successful at it.
They're outside linebackers.
Right.